Let's pick up Karen in Michigan, and she's had some injury to her wrist with a broke scaffold. A scaffold apparently broke and injured you. Okay. Are you there, Karen?
Yes, I am.
And how old a woman are you?
I'm 40.
40, okay. And how much do you weigh?
120.
Okay. Well, you know, my favorite thing in the world promotes the best function of all the body tissues is nucleotides, okay? And, of course, nucleotides have had a lot of study, and we know they're a rate-limiting player in the body's ability to do normal building of tissue. So this guy can be a major, major help at your body weight, probably about 2 to a maximum of 3 per meal, and you're probably going to want to do this for about 3 to 6 weeks. And most people say, gosh, as soon as they start, they can feel a difference because the body's getting the nutrition to that site to promote the best structure and function for your wrist, okay?
Okay.
That would be the main thing. The next thing that I like, if you want to do a little bit more, is colostrum. You can use it as capsules or as powder. This contains a number of the things that are very hard for adults to produce, so that you get the very best recovery. And so this is one of my favorite guys, and maybe 2 capsules per meal. And I'd say that would be great. The other thing that I would say is you want to be sure your bone metabolism is really good. So you want to roll a pH paper, and you want to jump on today's special of the pH Trio so that you've got all the minerals the body needs to have the very best function and recovery in that tissue, okay?
How much of the coral should I go up to?
Well, normally what you do is you start at a half teaspoon, and you mix that in 1 teaspoon of water and 1 ounce of water and 1 ounce of the aloe drink. That's the ultimate transporter. Okay? And now you measure your pH the first morning you're in pH, and then you repeat this again. You repeat it again in 3 days. And now let's say you started out and your pH was 5, and now you repeat it and it's 5.8. All right, so now we're going to up it another half teaspoon. The water and the aloe only get upped every other time, okay? So we up it once, and we're going to go another 3 days, and if it's still below the 6.4 marker, we're going to go up another half teaspoon. And what you may notice is that during times of growth or injury or whatever, your need for nutrition may go way up. So for now, it may be way up there, but after a while, at this point, or maybe 1 other half teaspoon bumping, and now you've got the ideal pH. So you stay there for a little while, give your body a chance to get caught back up, and then you start cutting down and see if the pH goes down. Most people, especially at your body size, only need about a half teaspoon a day unless they've got a bad tooth or they've got something else going on in the body. Okay?
Okay.
And
bone
I think you're going to love the way that feels. Now, bone and joint complex, you're ahead of me again. That's the thing about women and men, you know. Okay, bone and joint complex, this guy is designed to go deep into the bone. This one is designed to promote the natural anti-inflammatory processes. It's also designed to really help in osteoporotic or conditions like that. So this guy would be used for a while till everything feels the best it can, maybe again 2 or 3 per meal. And now you have a Cadillac here. I would say a Mercedes, maybe. Any question on that, Karen?
How about muddying the site?
Well, of course, that would be later. In other words, I'm wrong on that. You can immediately do that. Very good. You're very thorough. You've been listening to the broadcast.
I've been doing all this, too.
Okay, well, the mud is the way to go. So do you have silver fillings in your mouth?
No longer.
You did, though. So you probably want to do your hands with the fluid HM Nano Detox, and you're going to want to use the Medibody packs, of course, and do your hands a couple times. Now, your age, it's hard for me to tell, but I would suspect you've been vaccinated on the arm.
Yes.
And so it's a major interference field. So before you can get, oh, well, that's right, it's a wrist, so we can get right to the wrist. So we do the hands, then we can do each hand, or the hand that's injured, we can do that 2, 3, 4 times, and then we can go ahead and do the wrist 4 to 6 times. And at first, you would do HM maybe a couple times, and then you'd come back with something like DHLA, which is more for trauma, okay? And you're asking me these questions. It makes me think that you've seen a QRA practitioner, and they're working their way through all these things. So I think you probably don't need me to guess here.
The doctor wants to put in a titanium screw. Should I avoid that at all costs?
Well, what I've always said about these things is that I know that they sometimes are necessary. However, they can always set it so that you can easily remove it after the healing is complete. That's what I would ask for. And if he doesn't feel comfortable with that, then you might want to look for another surgeon to do that. Okay? Because you don't want to leave that thing in there forever and ever and ever. You don't want to have a cell phone antenna in your wrist.
Okay.
Okay.
One other question. Electrical stimulator, is that something that would interfere with my body?
Well, the funny part about those things is that many times the current is too high, so there can be some good and some bad effect. Also, what I have seen is when you're in bone loss and the body does not have the nutrition it needs and we electrically stimulate it, we may create some new problems. So it's something you need to be careful about.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call. Bye now.